Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Gotta admit, this used to make me crazy in the early days. Folks would call and say, hey, my book is published, but I'm only getting free speaking engagements. What do I do now? Then I would have to figure out if I wanted to be the bearer of bad news. Here's what I notice. People make two assumptions that many times proves to be false. And they don't know how false this thinking is until a lot of time and money has been spent. So let's drill down on these myths right now. First, many people underestimate their competition. Too many folks think, well, I'm different because blah, blah, blah. Some reason that the market doesn't agree with. Here's a common example. I'm different because I have great experience. I'm a former big dog. Oh, please. If you're not working for free, everyone has a successful background. So folks will lead with that, and it's already saturated in the marketplace. Don't do this. Second, too many folks will overestimate the value of their content. Between social media and content marketing, the bar for what is considered unique is getting higher and higher. A common example, reframing the problem. Here's another one, asking killer questions. Folks, these techniques only work if your content creates an aha. Otherwise, you're now in the one of many category. This is why it's important to work with an outside person to test your assumptions with what is going on in the marketplace of ideas. Remember, the sharpest knife can't carve its own handle. It's better to do this before stepping up your marketing efforts than it is to find out afterwards you've put yourself in the free category. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.